The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The WA Parliament has been hacked. This is news that's come out of a pretty fiery session in Parliament where the Liberal leader David Honey has asked, how often has the WA Parliament been hacked over the past year, because there was a previous incident a while back and it's turned out more often than we thought.
Yeah, two serious cyber attacks in the past 12 months, but authorities had been pretty tight-lipped about the second one. The first one we revealed back in March, so this was when the email network was hacked ahead of the state election, and it occurred days after Microsoft claimed software attacks were being conducted by China. So this second security breach was obviously revealed, as you mentioned, in Parliament, and they've looked at this one. They say that the perpetrators often copy email addresses of MPs and try to access the server as a Trojan horse, and the biggest fear factor is that there would be some sort of ransom component where the state parliament's server would be held to ransom and we would have to make a payment in order to get back that server, which would obviously affect, you know, functions to do with government and the like. So the government hasn't revealed, interestingly, who they think is behind the attempted data breach. Does somebody buy our iron ore? Is someone buying our iron ore? But they do believe, interestingly, that these threats are going to be constant and ongoing.
Yeah, well, that's the world we live in, right?
With those nuclear subs?
Yeah. And, you know, it predates the nuclear sub deal.
It does.
They were looking to hack into emails. I think it was before the state election. The reality is that, whether it is just, sort of organised crime, one individual or state-sponsored hacking, there's a lot of threats these days in the online world. And you're crazy to think that even a state government is immune to them.
And they, I think in the article in the West Australian, it's been described as, state parliament is like a castle. These hackers got over the moat, but then were stopped there.
Yeah.
Okay, so they've gotten over the moat. Speaking of which, are they ever going to turn the water on again out the front of parliament? That's been off for years.
I know. Well, mate, water, I guess, it's like water smart, water wise. That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but... It's a lovely feature.
It is a lovely feature. Well, Matty, you're a lovely feature of this show.
Segue.
And are we going to speak to you tomorrow? Are you doing grand final stuff?
We're going to be inside Optus Stadium for Sunrise Perth News tomorrow.
So we can give you a call?
You can give us a call. We will have people who are involved in the grand final organisation from Optus Stadium who will be there. We're going to have fans on. We'll be in the city ahead of the People's Parade. It's all going to be happening. Look, it was pretty much all AFL grand final in our bulletins today. So
I'm expecting
more of the same tomorrow.
Have you ever been on the playing surface at Optus?
Yes, and I've had to stay on the side of the white line that's the crowd side of the white line, and that riot act has been read to me numerous times. I did go onto the surface years ago before the Ed Sheeran concert.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people have with concerts, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't it was for a story.
If you get a chance tomorrow, what I would love to see you do is get a selfie lying down on the grass next to the Perth sign. Can you do that?
I don't know if I'll be allowed on, but so you're basically asking me to break the restrictions?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And preferably in your Speedos that you were wearing at Beattie Park earlier this week. If you could do that.
Actually, oh my God, that would look terrible because they were green. It would just all merge. I would look nude.
That would break the internet. All right, Matty, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
We'll do. Have a good one, mate.